friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Motorists stranded on I-95 in Virginia were cold and hungry, so truck driver starts handing out bread. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. When a massive winter storm closed I-95 in Virginia, it left motorists stranded in the cold for more than 20 hours. One of the stalled vehicles included a Schmidt Baking Company truck, and the company's owner gave the truck driver, Ron Hill, his blessing to pass out the food inside. An epic snowstorm hitting the East Coast in early 2022 wreaked havoc across Virginia. The ice, snow, and high winds took down trees, knocked out power, and brought I-95 in Virginia to a crashing halt. The storm came on the tail end of the Christmas and New Year's holiday season. So, when the ghastly conditions closed a 50-mile stretch of I-95 in Virginia, it trapped loads of travelers headed home. None were really prepared for this kind of emergency situation, and stranded motorists spent hours waiting in the cold in their vehicles without food or water. Among those trapped were Casey Houlihan Noe and her husband John. With John preparing for a deployment to Germany, he and Casey headed to North Carolina to visit family. After almost 21 hours of being stuck on 95 South, sleeping here overnight, not having access to food or water, and all of the nearest towns being out of power, we were tired, frustrated, and hungry, Casey explained. Many of the people stuck out here had small children, were elderly, had pets in the car, and hadn't eaten in almost a whole day. Stranded alongside Casey and fellow motorists on I-95 in Virginia was a truck for the Baltimore-based bakery, Schmidt Baking Company. "We stared at it for hours," Casey recalled. "All night we stared at the truck, all morning we stared at the truck, and we just stared at these loaves of bread." Finally, Casey decided to try calling the company's customer service hotline to explain their dilemma. She wasn't really expecting any help, but to her surprise, her cell phone rang 20 minutes after placing her call. On the other end was the company's owner, Chuck Petarakis. "He just told us about his company is founded on helping people, helping the homeless, helping people in need," Casey said. "So that was right up their alley when I called them, and he was so proud to be able to have helped." Chuck gave truck driver Ron Hill permission to pass out the food on board to as many people as he could, and that's just what Ron did. The bread helped feed more than 50 cars trapped on I-95 in Virginia, and it was undoubtedly a huge blessing during these difficult conditions. What a beautiful example of using the gifts God gave us to bless others. Jesus then said to them, "Truly I say to you, what Moses gave you was not the bread from heaven. It is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. The bread of God is the bread which comes down out of heaven and gives life to the world." John 6:32-33. Elderly man missing during winter storm found in ditch and carried to safety by state trooper. Written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. When one elderly man went missing during a snowstorm, a state trooper in Maine quickly went into action to find and rescue the man. Trooper Tyler Harrington had just started his shift when he had heard about a 911 call for a missing 82-year-old man. His name was Bernard Perry, and his wife had just reported that he was nowhere to be found. That's when Trooper Harrington jumped right into action. "Luckily, Mr. Perry lives around 4 miles from my house," he said. Trooper Tyler Harrington said that he saw a plow driver in the area and asked him if he had seen an older man walking nearby. "I had the plow truck driver show me where the last place he had seen him as I followed him over. The plow truck driver pointed in the general area. I was able to shine my flashlight and see Mr. Perry off the roadway in the ditch," Tyler said. "Thank goodness Trooper Harrington found Bernard in time. I don't know how much longer he would have had," said Tyler. By the time the trooper got to him, the elderly man was suffering from severe hypothermia and frostbite and could not speak. It was estimated that Bernard had been in the ditch for about 90 minutes and was a quarter mile from his home. He was unable to walk. I had asked him if he could hear me. He made a groaning noise, which led me to believe that I was going to have to carry him to safety, Trooper Harrington said. Once he was found, Bernard was carried by Trooper Tyler Harrington to his car and given a blanket. Then he was taken to the hospital to recover. If it wasn't for Trooper Harrington, Bernard may not still be with us today. But the state trooper says that he was just doing his job, and anyone else would have done the same. Ultimately, being at the right place at the right time, any one of us, any law enforcement, any civilian, would have done the exact same thing I did, Trooper Harrington said. Thank the Lord for Bernard's rescue and all the state troopers who serve their communities.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Our world can feel chaotic and uncertain, but we don't have to live enslaved to fear. Christ has promised me and you his peace, and throughout Scripture has provided powerful tools and practical steps to help us experience greater freedom. I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, inviting you to join me and my team as together we learn how to starve our fears and feed our faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com or wherever you access podcast content.